Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello everyone, this is Quinn. Today, episode 70 of Q&A Selling Online, I want to talk a bit about WordPress. If you guys have a WordPress site, I want you to know right now that you are at risk. So it doesn't matter what your blog is about, or if you're a professional blogger, if an amateur or not, your site more than likely is at risk. Every single site out there is at risk. So I don't want you to think that it's safe to have a website these days. For instance, let me tell you right now, just here at QASellingOnline.com, attempt to break my password for the admin login are an average of 123 different IPs per 24-hour period. So I'm not talking about the number of attempts, the brute force attempts. I'm talking about the number of different IPs from different countries trying to break in. And it's not because my blog is very good or because my site is good or my content is great. It's just because they're bots, more than likely, doing this. And to be honest, I don't know what the techniques are. I can see what passwords have been entered, what the username options have been. And some try with admin, others try QA Selling Online, others try login admin, password admin, 12345. There's some really, 777. Like, who do you think I am? I'm going to have a password that's like 12345 or admin. But so that's why I think these are bots doing it. And I will probably have to look a bit more into it and see how it's getting done. Not that I'm interested in trying to hack anybody else's site, but I'd be curious to know the reason why they want to get into these sites. But for now, what I want to alert you is this is happening on a daily basis to every single site out there. More than likely, the only reason to break into somebody's site or hack into somebody's site is just for the reason of spamming. And let me tell you, my site is fairly new. This is, 6 months old. So why not just create blogs, create websites, create whatever, and spam your own content? I don't know if I mentioned it before, but one of the things that I dislike the most in this world are the spammers. I wish I could be put front to front with some of these spammers and I would give them a special treatment. Why does everything have to be black hat? There is no white hat, no SEO. This is called SEO. That's why 90% of the SEO companies out there are spammers, and nobody wants to deal with SEO companies is because of most of the companies themselves. And this doesn't mean that there are obviously professionals out there that do a great job. And the only thing they want is white hat techniques, because that's the only way you can assure the future of any online company is by doing things right. So for those of you that have a WordPress blog or more than one, check out this. And this is absolutely free. So I'm not going to tell you, check out this plugin because I own it or because I'm going to get revenue from this. So I do not own it. And I don't get any revenue from it. Plus, it is absolutely free. I don't even know if there's a professional version of it or not. I'm just going to let you know that you check out IP Blacklist. The reason why I got it was just so I could actually blacklist some IPs manually. Is my intent was to do it manually. Blacklist IPs that were constantly spanning. That's when you spam in Spanish. So I just made up this word, the spanning. But anyway, that's what I wanted. Apparently, it does several things that I didn't even look into yet. But one of them is actually, it tracks the amount of attempts to your admin, log into your admin. And it shows you what passwords they used and how many times they tried. And so anyway, it pixels them and it allows you to block their IPs. And because I've seen some of the passwords were actually really weird, and several times a password query was entered. So I don't even know the meaning of that. And obviously my password is not even near that. It's number signs, capitals. It's no dictionary word, just like it should be. But several different IPs have tried with the same password. So I'm guessing This may be one person trying from lots of different IPs, or of course this is computer generated or software. But you guys, be aware, check it out. Check IP Blacklist is the name of it. And you know what? If you know a better one, let me know. Contact me and let me know, and I'll be sure to mention it here. Okay, everybody, be careful out there, and have a great day.